Welcome to Street Knowledge with Chris Graham.
Welcome. We are here at Augusta Free Press. A little bit of technical difficulty. I'm Chris Graham and Crystal Graham. The technical difficulty being the result, the reason for our late start to this. Sorry for that. Technology can be fun sometimes. Crystal Graham, welcome. And we're going to discuss some important issues today involving a very local issue in Waynesboro.
Yeah, so for those of you who have been following the news, of course, Waynesboro, apparently their staff has prepared a report and is presenting it this evening at 7 p.m. at City Council Chambers to Council for the first time. The proposed ordinance limits the number of pets you can have in your household, everything from roosters to chickens to dogs and cats. So we've written a couple stories about that in Augusta Free Press. And of course, a lot of people are concerned. Many neighboring localities have policies in place regarding limits to pets. Some of them do not enforce it, from what I'm told. Of course, there's only one animal control officer in the city of Waynesboro, and our person who had been doing that job for almost 20 years just recently retired. New person, obviously in place or going to be placed in this position. And a lot of people have a lot to say. Chris, I'm going to actually go over to our Facebook page in case anybody makes comments throughout this. I can kind of monitor that. But if you can maybe lay out what is in this proposal or this ordinance is going before City Council tonight.
Well, and to be clear too, the meeting tonight with City Council is not just about this ordinance. There are other items on the agenda. And what is the, just to go through the technical part of what we're going on, we'll be going on tonight. The City Council will get a report from staff and a recommendation for to introduce perhaps a proposed ordinance. And the City Council doesn't have to. I mean, the City Council can take the memo, the proposal from the staff. The City Council could say, we want to go back to the drawing board, rework this ordinance. We've already got a lot of comments. We know there have been a lot of comments. We were over at City Hall earlier this morning and heard from the City Council clerk that there have been a number of phone calls, a number of emails. We were there in person. And so we know that there's a lot of interest from city residents on this ordinance. The City Council could elect to say, hey, we would like you to go back and rewrite this and maybe come back at a later time. That could happen. What also could happen could be that City Council could have also heard from lots of folks about the proposals in this ordinance, proposed ordinance, and say, hey, we have some recommendations for how to amend this, and then we'll go ahead and propose it. They could set a public hearing then. A public hearing would have to be a month away. That would be late September. They could just say, let's put it on the agenda and have a vote in 2 weeks. And they could say, let's just go with it as it is, and we're going to vote on it in 2 weeks. So there's a lot of possibilities for what could happen tonight. And again, this is not the only item on the agenda tonight. But what's proposed at the city code currently, I think most recently updated, I think if I remember correctly from reading the staff report on this, most recently in 2000, I believe it was, does not put a limit on the number of dogs and cats one can own, reside on one dwelling unit in the city. There's no limit on the number of chickens, and a lot of folks have taken in recent years to having what we call backyard chickens, you know, to produce eggs. And then a lot of folks who have chickens, for obvious reasons, probably for those who didn't grow up on a farm, they have roosters. We have foxes in our backyard. Now, we don't have chickens, but we have foxes in our backyard. Foxes are common in our part of Virginia. And so those roosters can help protect the chickens. And so, and also there's a part of the ordinance that deals with domesticated pigs. Let's just, you know, a lot of folks in this day and age in recent years have taken on pigs as household pets. And so this would also put some regulation there. None of these are currently on the books in Waynesboro. There are neighboring localities, other localities in Virginia do have laws of this nature on the books. The state code doesn't set a limit. It doesn't say a resident can only have so many dogs, so many cats, so many chickens, so many roosters, so many pigs, whatever the case may be. State code simply empowers localities, if they want to put these regulations in place, to be able to do so. Virginia is what's called a Dillon rule state. Localities just can't on a whim say, we want to put a new law in place. And we're going to do that. They have to have power from the state to be able to do so. That's a technical point, but a very important point, because that's the only thing cited in the city's staff memo to City Council that's on the city website. There's no reasoning given for, hey, we have a problem and we need to set the number at 4 dogs and 5 cats and 10 chickens and no roosters because of X, Y, and Z. There's nothing in the report to City Council that says these are the problems we have. These are the problem areas we have. There's no indication of how many people own more than 4 dogs, more than 5 cats, more than 10 chickens. There's no record of complaints being being given to City Council that's been, that have been compiled by the City Police Department Animal Control Office. There's nothing. There's only what we, the only thing we have from the city staff memo to City Council that's there for the public to view is we need to update our ordinance. And they put these arbitrary numbers in place, arbitrary numbers, at least in the view of people like us, because we have 6 dogs and all of a sudden something that's been legal for a number of years would suddenly become illegal.
Right. And that's another big issue about the proposed ordinance. I talked with one city councilor, Terry Short, by email yesterday, and he said this is the first that they're also seeing this proposed ordinance. But it says that there will be no grandfather clause, which means for people in the city of Waynesboro, if you have more than 4 animals, if this ordinance goes through as proposed, you have 90 days to come in compliance. There is a out, so to speak, in the sense that an animal control officer can grant an exceptional circumstance. I think what is concerning to a lot of people is that one, this animal control officer has a lot of power. This is someone who wasn't elected. And what are these circumstances that you have to meet? They aren't being spelled out in order to, you know, get the special permit to have animals. So it is a big concern to a lot of people right now because, you know, I understand the need to perhaps address hoarding issues or to address dangerous animals. But I also think that sometimes you don't need to put unnecessary laws on the books. My guess is that there's already ordinances. If you have dangerous animals, if you have barking dogs who are barking past midnight or whatever that acceptable hour is that's already in the code, there's already processes in place for dealing with that. So how necessary is it to pass another ordinance just to, I guess, mirror what other localities have done and then not give this grandfather clause? There are going to be, I mean, I guess probably, I don't know how many people, and that's something again, Chris, that wasn't disclosed. Exactly. How many people in the city of Waynesboro have lawfully registered their pets as you're asked to do and have more than 4 dogs or more than, is it 6 cats?
I think it's 5 cats.
Okay, so how many people have that? And in our case, are we penalized because as law-abiding citizens, we have our 6 dogs registered with the city. So we will be first on that list, likely that they come a knocking to see if we are compliant with this code. It just seems unusual that those of us who have followed the rules, and perhaps someone who hasn't followed the rules, has 6 or more, you know, dogs, has 4 dogs, 5 dogs, whatever. And if their dogs aren't registered, unless somebody files a complaint, there's going to be no issue made about it.
Is this even a problem? Is the first concern that I'll raise. And I'll say, I've gotten some emails from people saying, yes, this is a problem. Okay, so why didn't the city staff in addressing and in writing this proposed ordinance address that issue? Why wasn't it spelled out? This is the problem. Here are the number of nuisance reports we had in calendar year 2020, calendar year 2019. Here are the number of nuisance reports from homes with more than 4 dogs, more than 5 cats, more than 10 chickens, a rooster. Why didn't we have that as buttressing evidence, supporting evidence to make the case for the change that's being proposed? If you say you understand there are problems with hoarding and problems with dangerous animals, we don't know that. The city has not told us that. The city, that staff report, that memo to City Council should have spelled that out. Otherwise, this looks like a solution looking for a problem. You don't need to change the law just because Stanton did, just because Augusta County did, just because Roanoke has a law on its books with a number set to the various animals that one can own, Richmond or Virginia Beach or Norfolk. Just because there are localities in Virginia with laws on the books isn't a reason, hey, we need one too. If you want to propose that there's a problem, then tell us what the problem is and how much of that nuisance is related to people with 5 dogs or more dogs or 7 cats or 20 cats.
Exactly. You can have 1 dog, right? You can have 1 dog or 1 pet and be a nuisance to a neighbor or have excessive barking or have a dangerous dog. Where is this arbitrary number coming from? That's the big question, I think, among a lot of people. And if you're saying, oh, I can have 7 animals total, but hey, only 4 of them can be dogs, I'm highly allergic to cats, right? I'm never going to own a cat, not because I don't love cats. I do. I just can never own one because I'm allergic. I have to get hypoallergenic dogs. You know, we're very careful about, you know, what's in our household. But being telling me, oh, you can have seven animals, but only four of them can be dogs. How is that different? Like, where are these numbers coming from? I know city council, I guess when this ordinance is proposed tonight, perhaps there will be some clarification given as to where these numbers came from, other than just we're neighboring what other localities are doing. But it just seems so arbitrary.
It seems and is arbitrary. And then again, you're making illegal. You're making people like us outlaws. We are tax-paying residents of the city, have been for 14 years. We own a $300,000 plus house, pay taxes on that diligently twice a year. We own a business in this city. We have a business license. We pay business taxes every year. Some would argue, make the city a better place. Augusta Free Press is the most read news source, local news source in this part of Virginia. That's not me saying that. That's 95,000 Facebook fans saying that. That's Google saying that. And we love our hometown. We could have chosen to live anywhere in the country and do what we do. And we choose to live here and we choose to participate in our community. I've run for city council before. We both serve on volunteer boards and commissions and are starting a mental health project to help improve mental health outcomes in this area.
Okay, so that's where I've got to jump in, Chris, because here's the thing. And you've seen a lot of people commenting on social media. I follow social media a little bit more than you probably do, but people are commenting with everything going on in the world right now, with COVID, with shelters being burdened, having too many animals. The fact that some people open up their homes, their loving homes to pets, and are giving them homes that are safe, you know, and giving dogs, I would argue our dogs probably have a better life than some humans have, right? So we're giving them this great life. And now we're being told we have to pick two dogs and send them somewhere else, maybe send them to a shelter where they could be euthanized, right? Who would do that? I mean, why would a city enact something that doesn't have the grandfather laws? Now, my guess is people would argue that, you know, they're trying to target specific people with this law, perhaps. Like you said, there's nothing that indicates that. But if they're trying to target hoarders or something of that nature, then why not put a number in there that actually addresses hoarders? Because when you're talking about hoarders, you're talking about 20 or more pets, right? You're talking about huge numbers of pets that aren't being taken care of. If you're getting regular vaccinations, rabies shots, you're taking your dog to the vet, they're registered with the city, then why are you all of a sudden a target in the city of Waynesboro? Apparently now you are.
I've gotten some emails from people saying, well, we all know there's a problem. Okay. So one, we still don't have data. This seems like a very easy thing to do. If we don't run our country, we don't run a business. We don't run our business. The city shouldn't run city government. The Virginia doesn't run the state. Congress and the president don't run the country on anecdotes. We don't run our things based on, well, we all know. Because every time we all say we all know something, and then we do the digging and we get the data, we find out that what we all know was way wrong. But here we go. This is very easy. If our animal control division, which is one person in city government, the city police department, has numbers on this, and if they don't, shame on anybody for even putting this ordinance out. But let's assume that they've got numbers on this. We know coordination between city hall and the police department, based on the dog licenses, cat, whatever other licenses that are out there, we know how many animals are across the city in different households across the city. So we know that. How many complaints is also something that can be a known quantifiable data point. So we know complaints. We know how many dogs are owned. We know we can then pinpoint how many what households are the complaints coming from. How many of those are among households with more than four dogs, more than five cats, more than 10 chickens, any roosters? We can easily quantify that. Then we can start plotting a map out there and saying, okay, here's where the problems are. How many problems are there? Is this a citywide problem? Is this a widespread problem? Is this a isolated problem with a couple people? We can know that. That's something that's easy to know. Then we don't have to have a blanket law that catches lots and lots and lots of innocent people, along with the couple of people that are the people we're trying that we're quote unquote trying to get. And you know, this seems like an easy thing to do. It's not been done. If it had been done, we would have seen the results of that in the recommendation to City Council. Maybe we'll hear that tonight. Maybe we won't. Maybe we'll just hear another set of, hey, we need to clean up our laws. We can have data support this or not support this. Anecdotes are not the way to go with this.
Chris, I lost your audio. I don't know if you can hear me.
I can hear you.
Okay, I can hear you now, but you're in and out just a little bit. And so I'm sure you've got your correct microphone selected.
Of course I do. Yes, I do. I've not done anything yet.
I can hear you now. So it might have just been a temporary glitch through Zoom. But yeah, I mean, the whole thing is just really frustrating. And this isn't just about Chris and I. It does directly affect us. We did go to City Hall earlier today. We signed up to speak this evening. I think I'm speaker number 2. Chris is speaker number 3. There's no direct public hearing tonight related to this ordinance, but there are people signing up to speak in reference to this ordinance. Obviously, it's drawn a lot of attention in the public for obvious reasons. There's a lot of animal rights groups that are kind of activating because this does directly affect people who foster pets. You know, there's a lot of people who take in pets when no one else will, right? When no one else will take them in, they take them in. So it's very concerning to think that they're going to be limited on the number of animals that they can have in their home, especially now, especially when, as I said, these places are overflowing, and here we are in the middle of COVID. I mean, I look at my animals. I mean, one, we don't have children. They are like children to me. They are certainly emotional support animals. You know, as someone who struggles a little bit, especially with seasonal depression, they bring so much joy to our household. And I saw some people argue that perhaps you don't know if you're the problem, right? We live in a neighborhood and we have a fenced in backyard. And I would say our dogs go outside, I don't know, about 7-8 times a day, throughout the day. We're generally out there with them. They're not out there for extended periods of time. They were outside that many times yesterday. And I think I made a comment to you because, of course, I spent most of the day in tears. And I made a comment to you and said, I don't think I heard them bark one time the entire day. How is me having 6 dogs impacting anyone else, right? And I don't know for how many of you have even seen, this picture that I have of our dogs, right? Which of these 6 in their little matching Christmas pajamas are you going to recommend that?
Which 2 of them, actually?
Which 2 of them? Yeah, which 2 of them are you going to recommend that we send somewhere else, right? One of the dogs was actually my niece's dog. She was living with us for a period of time, and she moved to West Virginia, took her dog with her. He was suffering from depression because he missed his brother, and she ended up bringing him back to us for that reason, because his dog was suffering from depression. Imagine how splitting up our tribe will affect these dogs' emotional health. 4 out of our 6 are rescues, right? I know that's not the only thing that matters, but, I don't think that there's anyone who would say that our dogs somehow.
Let me say it this way. If someone issued a complaint and had been investigated by the animal control office, then we would know we were the problem, right? And anyone out there who's listening to this who is affected by this proposed ordinance. And if you don't complain to the city, then what's this going to do? What is this new proposed law going to do to make it any better? I will throw that out. I'll throw this back out to the people like that, because those people are being snarky. They're being assholes. Let's just say it the way they are. How about you? Are your kids the problem? Maybe if you don't know that, maybe it's just because you don't know that your kids are the problem. We don't have kids. We don't have kids in the school system. We don't burden the school system with our kids because we don't have kids. We've called police once in the 14 years we've lived in this city, because someone was breaking into our car. The city doesn't pay the teachers what they need to pay. The city doesn't pay for our police force the way it needs to. We've never used fire EMS in our years in living in Waynesboro. They don't pay for fire and EMS the way they need to. We were promised a West End fire station. We live in the part of town that's not serviced very well by the fire department. We pay taxes, and yet we don't get the good service that the rest of the city gets. We don't even use the city trash service, because the city trash service is woefully inadequate. The one thing we want, we don't ask for anything. We pay taxes. We pay an exorbitant amount of taxes on our home here. We pay a lot of business taxes. We pay for a business license. We don't ask for anything. Just leave us the hell alone.
Right. And it's a whole different story because, and this is the thing that I don't understand. If someone in the city of Waynesboro is truly having a problem with a neighbor or something of that nature, then you can file a complaint, right? I mean, there's things that you can do to address that specific issue, whether it's loud barking or whatever, dangerous dogs, dogs on the loose, you know, things of that nature. I think that putting some arbitrary number as to how many pets you can have in your household.
Let's be clear, not just dogs. Dogs, cats, chickens, roosters.
I said pets, right? Yeah, it's not just dogs. You're right. I don't know
that you keep chickens as a pet. Maybe some people do.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I have friends who put sweaters on their chickens. So I think in some way they may also get corrected.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I think what it comes down to is, you know, can the city work with animal rights groups in this area to come up with a plan? You know, a plan that makes sense, a plan that addresses whatever the issues are of concern without this arbitrary number, you know? And so if it's hoarding, if it's neglect or abuse, you know, but you would think hoarding. That those things are already on the books.
Hoarding is a word that means nothing. If a person's got 50 cats, that's hoarding. Yes. Is six cats hoarding? Is 11 chickens hoarding? Is six dogs hoarding? That's what they're saying right now. That's what this proposal says right now. So this is an example. I mean, gosh, we're two liberal Democrats talking here, and I'm saying, so I preface what I'm about to say by saying that this is government overreach at the worst. This is horrible. This is why Republicans rail against big government. Because this is a solution looking for a problem. This is a hammer looking for a nail. This is not something that there's an outcry about. The city council members you've contacted, Crystal, tell you that they haven't even seen this proposal until it was sent to them last week by city staff. That means it wasn't a pressing issue for city council either. This is not something that needs attention. There are lots of things in our city that need attention. Our school system, woefully underfunded, embarrassingly underfunded. Our police force, we can't keep police here in the city of Waynesboro. They work here for a couple of years and go somewhere else and make more money. We don't even have, we're 10 under our level of what we're funded for because we can't keep enough police on the staff. Fire and EMS, same thing. Our city refuse collection, same thing. Our city is so underfunded. It's so behind the times. Hey, I know how we'll solve all those problems. If a person has six dogs, if a person has eight cats, if a person has 12 chickens, let's get them. That's what our city's trying to do here. That makes no sense.
Yeah. And you know, so I'm going to share a comment from someone who's tuned in to our Facebook Live right now. For those of you who are listening to this podcast later, the comments are on Augusta Free Press on our Facebook page, saying this entire proposed ordinance is ludicrous. Does Waynesboro have ordinances prohibiting dog chaining? As someone who works in animal rescue, I agree that your comments here are spot on. Fight. You have an army of dog owners, animal advocates, and people who believe in doing the right thing standing behind you. And there's no question that Chris and I are going to fight for this cause. You know, our team AFP, Augusta Free Press, will fight for this cause. Obviously, it's near and dear to our hearts. We've already gone to City Hall today. One of the things I read is that you can go to City Hall and sign up to speak. And knowing that there was going to be a large number of people likely turning out this evening, I am number two on the agenda. Chris is number three on the agenda. I think Chris said, I'm nice cop, he's bad cop, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, I'm sure that there will be a large number of people speaking out against this ordinance. So, and I'm sure that there will be people speaking for this ordinance, people who have had personal experience. And, you know, and we won't be booing them as people did in some of the transgender issues and some of the other gun rights issues and things that came before city councils in previous times. But I can say that this is like the issue for me right now, personally.
This is our home. I mean, this is what, you know, we're faced with a few choices. If this ordinance passes as presented, and you know, it's doubtful that will be the case, but if it passes as presented, it could theoretically be 2 weeks. And then 90 days from those 2 weeks, we could be looking at, September, that'd be early December. We could be looking at, because the penalties for this ordinance are misdemeanor offenses, and they increase with each offense. The first one, you know, there's three offenses, and the third one, they actually will confiscate your dogs or your cats or your chickens. So they're making people who are living legally now and have for many years outlaws. So you got a couple of choices. You can either get rid of some of your pets, some of your members of your family. So I'll ask the people out there who support this ordinance. If you have kids, which of your kids you giving up? If they're saying only one person can live in your house, you giving up your wife or your husband or your partner? Is that what you're going to do? Because you're being forced to do the same thing. Or we can move. And I bought this house. It's in my name. I pay taxes on it. I have a business. I've had a business in this city for a long, long time. I pay taxes. I don't take taxes out. I don't use the school system. I don't use the services here in Waynesboro. I live here. I pay taxes here. And the only thing and now you're telling me something that I've been doing legally is going to all of a sudden be illegal. And I've either got a choice of being thrown into jail, perhaps, or moving. Or I can do a third thing. And I'm going to use words figuratively here. I can burn the city hall down. And what I mean is the city manager who's proposing this, it's signed off under his name. We can change a city manager. The way you change a city manager is you change the city council. There are elections coming up next year. There's elections coming up again in 3 years. We can change the city council. If the five members of this city council want to vote for this ordinance, good for you. Guess what's going to happen to you? You're going to be out of a job. I'm going to make sure of that. And when they're out of a job, Mike Camp, you're out of a job. And the person who wrote this proposal, whoever that may be, you're out of a job. So it's either I have to move from here, I go to jail, or we change those people. Guess what's going to happen? I ain't moving and I ain't going to jail. We're going to change this.
Yeah, I mean, I've been very clear about the fact that my dogs are more important to me than any piece of property, right? And so
there's a dog in your bathroom right now.
Yeah, I mean, exactly, right? My background has a dog kisses thing. It has a little...
No, there's a dog walking in your background.
That's 2 o'clock. Right, yeah, that's not surprising, right? With six dogs that one might walk around and say hello every once in a while. So, you know, I know that we've written some stories on Augusta Free Press. I think there will be a large turnout at tonight's city council meeting. And it is my hope that city council has the wisdom to say that we don't need to look at this right now. And even when we do need to look at this, work with some animal agencies to come up with a common sense proposal. Limiting the number by some arbitrary thing makes no sense. It's possible that the laws on the books are already, or the ordinances on the, you know, on the city rolls are already enough, right? And if there's some reason behind this, that's given tonight. And like you said, what we really need are the numbers, right? We need some reason, some justification, some way that you came up with this. I don't want to just hear that Stanton and Augusta County have policies, so we're just getting in line with the rest of the region, right? To me, that's not acceptable.
It's not acceptable. There's data. We need data. We need to know directly, because we don't know the Stanton and Augusta ordinances passed whenever they passed. We don't know if folks there got data. I don't care what Stanton and Augusta do. We are Waynesboro taxpayers. We have different local governments for a reason, right? And so tell us what the situation is here in Waynesboro. What are the number of nuisance complaints? What are the number of dangerous dog complaints? The number of other complaints of this nature? And then tell us, how does that correlate to the proposed ordinance? How does changing the limitation, or putting in a limitation on the number of dogs and cats and chickens and roosters, how does that give us the teeth to then deal with those complaints that are in existence right now? And if you can't tell us that, there's no reason for a law. And you know what there is? There's a reason for a lawsuit. Because if you don't have reasons for the law, if you're just changing a law to change a law, that's arbitrary and capricious, and you're going to get sued. And I guarantee you that will be the case.
Yeah, and it's really my hope that people who feel strongly about this issue, that you have your voices heard. You know, we posted on Augusta Free Press the information as far as reaching out to city council by email. There's apparently a phone number that you can call in to the city council meeting. This meeting will be broadcast on YouTube and it is open to the public. And I did confirm with the clerk of council that city council chambers are not limited to 14 people. There had been a flyer circulating that said something of that nature, but that's not the case anymore. That was a earlier COVID protocol that apparently is not the case anymore. So definitely let your voice be heard on this issue. You know, we certainly will. It makes no sense to us. A lot of people say, oh, don't worry, you'd be granted an exemption. You know, as we said earlier in this podcast, maybe, you know, but what are those guidelines? And, you know, just because
what if the animal control officer is having a bad day?
Right. Or just because there's a certain set of policies that are followed in Augusta County or in Stanton, that doesn't mean that they're going to be followed in Waynesboro. And for those of us, as I said, who have actually registered our animals with the city as we're supposed to, right? Register our dogs every year, pay our fee. Are we going to be the ones penalized because we're being honest? And for people who have, you know, said sweet things, I know everyone's heart is in the right place. Oh, declare two animals as service animals. Two can technically live with us and they just stay with you. You know, a friend of mine once said, I play by the rules, right? I do. I play by the rules. And I'm not going to lie about my situation.
Because you shouldn't have to.
Right. Exactly. That's my point, is I'm not going to lie about my situation. What I can do is have my voice heard now. I can have my voice heard before a decision is made on this. Many of you asked, okay, what's the next step with this, right? So as Chris laid out earlier, tonight is just the staff introducing the ordinance to council. I'm sure, I don't know if they'll discuss it this evening. I'm not sure when it will come back before council for any kind of vote. All that will probably start to be discussed tonight, starting at 7 p.m. I posted a link on our Facebook page to the YouTube channel that the city broadcasts this on right now. Apparently, I read something that said maybe that the channel that's normally on TV isn't up, but they broadcast it now on YouTube. So I posted the link to that on there as well for people who aren't able to attend, but want to watch what happens this evening. Certainly, it's my hope, you know, that people will understand, you know, well, that people will come out and show support for this, or show not support for the ordinance, but support for, you know, animal owners.
Well, and you can comment tonight, even if you don't go to the meeting. There's actually a phone line that you can call in. Crystal, I think maybe we should put that information on the website. You already have
that,
right?
And I will post that information. I just wondered, because that was on the same flyer as that information about 14 people. So I don't know. So you might call the city clerk's number. I think, Chris, the clerk of court or the clerk of council's phone number is 540-942-6669.
Yeah, 3 6s and a 9. 6669.
So if you have questions about that, I suggest that you give them a call to make sure. I'm going to post the phone number. I'm just not 100% sure about that.
Well, and it's not just tonight that you can be heard, of course, because they're not voting tonight. I mean, at the earliest, at the absolute earliest, they would vote in 2 weeks. So that's plenty of time to email. And Crystal, you have that information readily available. Each of the individual 5 council members' email addresses. There's also an email address where you can email all at one time. And I guess apparently they all get that email forwarded to them. And you can, between now and whenever there might be a vote, whether that's in 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 4 months, whenever the case may be, ever, if that's the case. But you can email them now. You can get off this podcast as soon as we're done, this Facebook Live, and you can email them now and let them know what you think. And let them know early and often. You know, I know this from talking not just with these individual council members, but other politicians I've dealt with as a journalist for 25 years. They actually do. Politicians actually do. When they get contacts, whether it's a phone call, a letter, an email, whatever it may be, they do pay attention to that. So reach out and let them know. Selfishly, and not just for us, but for other animal lovers in Waynesboro, we hope that you support, restraint here in this proposed ordinance. But either way, reach out and let them know what you think. And this is an important issue. This is an important life issue for a lot of people. And it's important to be heard.
Now, it is my understanding that Terry Short, one of the Waynesboro City Council members, will not be present this evening. His daughter is getting ready to attend college. It's also his birthday today. So he will not be at the meeting this evening. But and as I said, it doesn't seem like any action will actually be taken tonight as a final decision on this matter. It's probably something that we've got a couple of weeks to have your voices heard. So if you're listening to this podcast through you know, one of our platforms, if you go to our Facebook page, we've definitely posted with this Facebook Live email addresses, some of the other information concerning the meeting this evening as well. So we hope that you'll check that information out. We appreciate you giving us the opportunity to weigh on in this. As we said, it's a very personal issue for us. We're certainly not going to come across as unbiased on this particular issue. We are going to fight every step of the way because our 6 dogs are family to us, and I'm not willing to give up a single one of them.
Just in case, as we're wrapping up here, just in case any members of the city council or city staff have tuned in to watch this as we're wrapping up, let me promise you something. If the ordinance as proposed is introduced tonight, it ain't gonna be a fun 2 weeks for y'all, because we're gonna full court press. Augusta Free Press is going to. We're gonna make sure that voices are heard. There are someone wrote me today and said you're supposed to report both sides of the issue. When there's a right side and a wrong side, we're not giving shrift to the wrong side. The wrong side can find its own avenues to perpetuate its propaganda all it wants to. Augusta Free Press is on the right side of the issue, and we're going to make life hell for the 5 city council members, for the staff, and for the city manager. If this is proposed as introduced, I'm promising you it will be a really not fun 2 weeks for you guys and gals. So keep that in mind as you deliberate these next few hours and then tonight.
All right. So more of our comments will be tonight. If you want to tune in by YouTube or attend the meeting as well, Chris and I both, like I said, have signed up to speak this evening. You can, of course, weigh in anytime. Feel free to drop editor Chris Graham an email at AugustaFreePress2@gmail.com. You can also read the stories that we've written on this subject and a couple of columns as well on AugustaFreePress.com. You can see our personal comments on our Facebook page as well. We both have Facebook pages, and we both have been very vocal about this particular issue since we first heard about it yesterday. So I appreciate everybody who chose to tune in today and weigh in with some comments. You can tell that we're angry about that, about this issue. There's no question about that. We have 6 dogs who are literally sitting in my home office with me right now and haven't made a sound the entire time. You might have seen them walking around behind me. You know, our dogs, our pets, you know, Waynesboro pet owners really need to unite on this issue. We need to make sure our voices are heard, and we need to make sure that this ordinance is either not passed at all or that there's some kind of grandfather clause in there to protect those of us who have family members that we are not going to part with. So that's my last thing to say about it, Chris. I'm going to toss it to you to wrap us up. And again, if anyone wants to attend the city council meeting, it is open to the public. It does start at 7 p.m. From my understanding, masks are required within the building, so make sure you bring one of those.
Good idea, good plan. I'd say get there early if you're going to get there. Tune in on YouTube if you're not able to, which a lot of folks won't be able to, but you can certainly tune in on YouTube. It'll be, this is democracy in action, representative democracy in action. So, thank you, Crystal. You have been the cold saucer to my hot cup of coffee on this today. I really appreciate that.
Good cop, bad cop, remember?
Yeah. Good cop, bad cop. Yeah, I am definitely the bad cop here. So, for all those who tuned in live, also on the podcast, thanks again. We really appreciate your time. Everyone have.
Thank you for listening to Street Knowledge with Chris Graham. Get up to the minute local news, politics, and sports online at AugustaFreePress.com.